It's just so taboo.
I think it's weird.
I'm not that weird.
Down and dirty.
It's intimate, close, fairly confronting.
The Wild West of modern broadcasting.
Hey, Tom Tilley with you for the Friday Shake-Up, and it's time for you to give your two cents on the biggest stories of the week.
But I'd be pleased to be part of a government that would say that you are out of the country.
The Liberals now have just justified Australian Muslims to leave and go to Syria.
Lefty lynch mob.
Heads should roll over this. Whose side are you on here?
Q&A clearly had lost the plot.
No one seriously wants the ABC to be a state broadcaster.
Hack. Do you bash your own brother?
Everyone has turned their back on me apart from my mother.
As hard as it is, I think, yeah, you could forget.
Hack. It really annoys me that I have to put a helmet on, otherwise some police officer somewhere is going to book me.
Hack. Medical experts are warning fashionistas of the dangers of skinny jeans.
Pretty skinny, yeah, exactly. So it's almost like a jegging.
Enjoy your clothes. Be careful how you use them.
Hack. On Triple J.
Triple J.
On Triple J.
Oh, yeah, skinny jeans, the nanny state, tough love and Q&A all in the crosshairs for today's show. And what a week it's been. We've got a couple of amazing guests here to talk it through with you. We have our 15-year-old political junkie from Adelaide, Caleb Bond. Great to have you back on the show. How was school today?
Well, I'm actually 16 now.
Oh,
turned,
you had a birthday since we last spoke to you.
I turned 16 last Friday. So,
congratulations.
Happy
birthday. Can't lay claim to the 15-year-old thing anymore.
You're getting old.
You see, now what we were talking about last time was the voting thing. So if they'd made it, you know, you could vote when you were 16, I might be able to enrol now. But there you go.
Not to be at this stage.
Not to be. But school today, I didn't go to school. I didn't wag, though. I'd never wag. I'm a good student. I had UN Youth, Evett, they call it, and it's they do it all around the country, but they had the prelims here in SA 2 weeks ago, I think it was, and today they had the grand final. And out of 60 teams all around the state, I was lucky enough to be in one of the 15 that got through. And we went there today and we had, it's sort of like a mock UN thing. They put resolutions up and you've got to pass amendments and negotiate and debate and that sort of thing.
You'd be great at that.
Well, we didn't win, unfortunately. But
so the rest of the team let you down? What happened?
No, well, there's one other person with me, one of my mates from school. But, look, we didn't win, but it was a great experience. So two out of those 15 teams are chosen to go to the national finals in December in Melbourne. So congratulations to them. They did a very, very good job.
School sounds like a lot of fun.
Do you wish you were back at school now?
Sometimes, for sure. Our other guest today is Alex Gorman, who's a freelance writer. Alex, how was your day at school?
My day at school was really great because as a freelancer, it's like wagging school every day.
Certainly is. Plenty of people texting in already. Someone talking about Q&A, which is our subject that's coming up first. What about the Attorney-General's office letting the Lint gunman out and Abbott gives the ABC a hard time? Someone else says, head should roll. Lol, irony. Let's get into that story. As many people would know, most of you would know, live on set going head-to-head with the government MP on Monday night was a young man who spent 2 years in jail on terror charges. Here's a flashback of that moment and the war of words and newspaper front pages that came afterwards.
Whose side is the ABC on? The ABC is clearly Australian. It's on the side of Australia.
It's been a tough week for the ABC boss, Mark Scott. The anger against the ABC started on Q&A's Monday night program when Zaki Mala, a young guy acquitted of terrorism charges but convicted of threatening to kill an ASIO officer, asked a question about the government's new citizenship legislation and how it would have affected him back then. When the Parliamentary Secretary for Foreign Affairs, Steve Chobo, responded, Muller lost his cool.
I'm happy to look you straight in the eye and say that I'd be pleased to be part of a government that would say that you are out of the country as far as I'm concerned.
The Liberals now have just justified to many Australian Muslims to leave and go to Syria and join ISIS because of ministers like him.
Q&A host Tony Jones shut the discussion down, but it was already too late.
Q&A clearly had lost the plot.
The ABC, ABC TV, is on the defensive over a question from a man acquitted of terrorism charges.
Then Prime Minister Tony Abbott weighed into the debate.
The Prime Minister has described the ABC's Q&A program as a lefty lynch mob.
Whose side are you on? Whose side are you on here?
And the outrage kept getting louder.
And the newspaper headlines, wow, they're all about Q&A. The picture in the background is of a jihadist completely covered in a black outfit holding the jihadi flag, except the logo on the flag is the ABC logo.
The ABC has apologised for allowing Mueller onto the live TV show and is having an independent inquiry into it. The government, not happy with the ABC's inquiry, has launched an urgent government inquiry as well.
Management needs to take responsibility for this, and there need to be consequences of this.
But Tony Abbott became really angry when the controversial Q&A program was rerun.
Frankly, heads should roll over this. Heads should roll over this.
It took until last night for the ABC's managing director, Mark Scott, to defend Auntie.
A state broadcaster is the communication arm of the government. Its role is to communicate the messages of the government. Surely, no one seriously wants the ABC to be a state broadcaster.
Mark Scott admitted that the ABC did make a mistake in letting Mueller take part in a live debate, but also pointed out plenty of other media outlets that had given Mueller a platform.
The Australian newspaper that ran an extensive article on him in 2012, charting his journey from when the terrorism charges were first laid against him. He also graced the pages of the Courier Mail. At times, free speech principles means giving platforms to those with whom we fundamentally disagree.
And as things now stand, I'm doing this report from a bunker. Well, not exactly, but the ABC has received a record amount of complaints and threats over the Q&A question and has upped the security as a precaution.
Hack. Triple J.
Joe Lauder reporting. Do you think the ABC made a grave error, as Malcolm Turnbull points out? Or do you agree with Tony Abbott questioning whether the ABC is on Australia's side? Or do you buy Mark Scott's argument about free speech? Let's talk. Give us a call.
Call
1300 0555 36 or text 0439 75 7555.
Caleb, you wrote an opinion piece in the Adelaide Advertiser today criticising the ABC. Would you say they've lost the plot, as Peter Dutton said?
Oh, to an extent, I suppose. Just to respond to what Mark Scott said there about freedom of speech, you know, sometimes we disagree with people, but we've got to let them say it. I think there is involved here a fundamental misunderstanding of what free speech actually is. Free speech is the lack of any legal impediments to you saying anything outside of the realms of libel things, of course. So he can, if he has his own media outlet or, you know, his YouTube account, which he does use, he can go on there and say what he wants, or he can stand on his doorstep and shout stuff like he did on Q&A at people going past, or he could go and stand on the street corner and do it. But free speech does not extend to private quarters. He is not entitled to a television platform because of free speech. The analogy I used was if you walked into my home and I said, look, I don't want you to swear in front of my family, I'm not restricting your free speech by telling you to do that. I'm just giving you a stipulation on my property. And the ABC should have had enough smarts to realise that a man like this, to let him have free rein pretty much on television, was a dangerous thing to do. And they should have known that if they really wanted to take a question from him, do it as a text question or a video question.
Alex, where do you stand?
Caleb, do you genuinely believe that what he said was a call to arms and an encouragement to join ISIS? Because how I interpreted it and how he said he should have been taken, and yes, he certainly lost his cool and didn't deliver it in the best possible way, but it was more of an explanation into the insight into the mind of someone who might join ISIS. What he was saying wasn't encouraging people to take up arms, but he was saying that the disconnection that many young Muslims feel and the alienation from the broader Australian community is why they go and join the fight in Syria. So did you interpret his comment differently from that and differently from his clarification in The Guardian the next day?
Well, I mean, he didn't explicitly say everyone should go and join ISIS, but you would have to have a pretty warped mindset if you think anyone is ever justified in joining ISIS. There is never any justification.
I don't think he was providing a justification. I think he was more explaining what goes on in the minds of those young men. So he wasn't saying there's a total justification. It was more that he was saying, if you're thinking from the perspective of these young, potentially radicalised men, this is the sort of thing that they would take as a justification.
So what then do we do? I mean, you can't just go soft on them because they might not